So, Katie, what are you hearing from your clients right now about the interest rates?
You know, most of my clients have actually shifted a little bit, and now it's more about monthly payments and affordability.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, interest rates are a big part of that, but a lot of lenders have great programs right now that they can, you know, work around those kind of
yep.
things. And so, yeah, so I haven't really heard a lot of conversations around that, but definitely around affordability about monthly payments.
Yep. And I think I've been seeing the same thing too, in that, you know, interest rates we can't control. Like, interest rates will do what they're going to do.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, I'm kind of telling my buyers and my clients that it's all about that monthly payment
mm-hmm.
and what you can afford and what yep. you can afford that's within your budget.
Yep. Yeah, definitely.
Yep. I'm hearing a lot of people say right now, like, that they want to wait for interest rates to go down. I think, you know, if we think about that monthly affordability,
yeah.
one thing that we are going to see if interest rates go down is that competition will go up significantly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see what we saw a couple years ago when
mm-hmm.
we're getting multiple offers and
yeah.
homes are selling super fast, but they're selling for $100,000 over list price, sometimes
yeah.
even more.
Yep.
And that would be the effect of interest rates going down, which I think sometimes is what we forget about
mm-hmm.
is that if interest rates go down, there's just a bigger buyer pool, which just increases competition.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
yeah. And our inventory isn't looking like it's going to get any bigger. So.
Right. Exactly. I
yeah.
think there's not an easy fix to solving
yeah.
the issue with inventory, and there's just not many homes available.
Yep.
So yeah, if interest rates go down, we're going to just be increased competition
mm-hmm.
from other buyers.
Definitely.
So that home that you are interested in, there's going to be 25 other people also making offers on it, like
yeah.
we used to see a couple years ago.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. So one thing that I do hear a lot of the time from people is that they want to save more money and have a bigger down payment.
Yeah.
Is that something that you're hearing from your buyers too?
Yeah, a couple of them have talked about it. And when we talk about that, you know, it's kind of, you know, looking at the market and seeing what rate of appreciation and how fast you can save that
mm-hmm.
money. So can you outsave that appreciation? Or next year when you've saved more money, are you going to be in the same spot because
yeah.
appreciation has now outpaced what you've saved
yeah. Yeah.
extra?
Yeah.
You know, and you never know, things can happen. You know,
mm-hmm.
Maybe your pet goes to the emergency room, or a child, or a partner, you know, and then you've lost the money that you were going to save
yeah.
for that, and now you're back to...
And we see it all the time, right, where people try and save that extra money, and they're just kind
mm-hmm.
of constantly trying to catch up.
Yeah.
And that money that they are saving actually would have been so much better to be put
yeah.
into a home earlier on
yep.
so that they're building that appreciation themselves versus
yeah.
trying to catch up with the market and have that 20% down. I always think back to when I bought my first home, and my goal was just to get into a house for as little money as possible.
Yep. Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to get into a home with just 3% down. I think it cost me like less than $10,000
yeah.
in total to get into my first home.
Mm-hmm.
And now that house has appreciated probably $75,000 since then.
Yeah.
And actually, if I was looking in today's market, I would probably struggle to afford that home
yeah.
based on today's market.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see that same thing for the next few years.
Definitely.
And your money is better spent in a home already versus trying to catch up and
yep.
save that money in a savings account.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
yeah.
And when you buy a house, your mortgage doesn't continue going up.
Right.
You know, you can always refinance and
yep.
actually make it go down. So.
Yep, exactly. And are you talking to your buyers much about options they have in terms of helping them out with their interest rate a little bit? I know a lot of sellers are offering like a 2-1 buy down right
yeah.
now, and sellers are actually offering ways to make it easier for buyers to get into a home and make
sure.
it more affordable to them.
Yeah, so I'm not a licensed lender, so I will tell them like, hey, I've heard of these programs,
mm-hmm.
talk to your lender and see if it's available through what they offer as well. But you know, I can't really give advice on,
right.
you know, interest rates or certain programs, but you know, I can obviously recommend
yeah.
programs, and they can, you know, do some research with their lender and,
yeah.
you know, figure out.
And there's a lot of products out there right now that we can kind of guide people towards
yeah.
and recommend people that can talk to them about that will help them with that monthly payment. Because again, that's what it all comes down to,
yeah.
right? Is that
definitely
is that budget per month and what people can afford
yeah.
for their monthly
when
payment.
I bought my house, we were like, okay, we got to make it cheaper than renting.
Right, exactly.
You
yeah.
know, and if not now, in the future, it has to be cheaper
mm-hmm.
than what we could
mm-hmm.
have rented this same home for in today's
yep.
market.
Yep. And I think that's a really important point to remember too, is
mm-hmm.
that, you know, your rent is going to go up every year. When
yep.
was the last time your landlord didn't increase rent on you, right?
Yeah.
Your mortgage is not going to. So
mm-hmm.
that monthly payment, you know, if you're comfortable with it now, there's a very good chance you're going
yeah.
to continue to be comfortable
definitely.
With it in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think sometimes what people struggle to understand is that the biggest issue we have right now is inventory. And so those things are not going to get better. I don't think there is a realistic solution for the housing crisis that we have. And so things are just going to continue to get more expensive. And that can be hard to understand sometimes because things are already at a point where people are kind of stretching their budgets. But it's not going to be better in 2 or 3 or 4 years' time. Sometimes I think, like, I wish I could go back and talk to those people I met in 2019 and 2020 who were waiting for house prices to come down. And there's still people who are waiting for that same thing. But I bet if you could go back and talk to those people from 2019 and 2020 who were in a position where they could buy a house and didn't, I bet all of them wish that they had bought a house back then.
Definitely, yeah. No, most people realize that inventory is so low and our urban growth boundary is not expanding as far as we can see. New construction, I've actually had a couple clients say, new construction is more expensive than just buying a resale home. Yeah, because they're trying to make up that margin.
Yep.
So, you know, resale homes aren't going to get, there's not going to be any more coming on the market. Like, what we have is what we have. And now we all have to kind of just work within that.
And it's exactly what we touched on before, where, you know, everyone is talking a lot about interest rates. But like we said before, like, if interest rates go down, it just enters this whole new pool of buyers enter, right? That then are just competing for that same home that you also want to buy. And then we'll just be in the same position we were in 2019 and 2020.
Yeah, I don't want to compete against 20 other offers.
Right, exactly.
I would much rather just write one and have a strong list price offer and, you know, be done.
Exactly. And and it sounds kind of cliche, but if, you know, if you own a home now and interest rates do happen to go down, you have the option of refinancing in the future while you're still building up equity during the time that you own the home.
Definitely. And you're not going to be trying to get in front of something that, you know, is already with full force moving forward.
Exactly.